taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Messi. Messi with a record-breaking goal. 2-0 Argentina, number 55.
The Board of Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring the National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer, on that one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline headquarters in San Francisco, California, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man with open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-75. So now we're talking sports, a little smack, having some fun. Zach Attack Young, life treating you good. Hey, Zach. The NBA Finals, how'd you see them? Were they exciting to you?
The 2017 NBA Finals were about as exciting as me watching your dog take a dump.
Oh, my God. I guess you're not a big Golden State fan or a LeBron fan. The bottom line is, okay, let's switch gears. What about Sergey Kovalev and Andre Ward?
Well, Ward ended up knocking Kovalev out. More about that later.
True. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. We're talking sports, folks. Mac, of course, Donald Trump. Always in the news. He's always good for a laugh, folks. Seth Meyers after the break. Of course, the great Seth Meyers, late night NBC. You are tuned to the Sports Overnight America show. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Real quick, the text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Yesterday, we got yet another bombshell in the special counsel investigation when we learned that President Trump is now personally under investigation for obstruction of justice. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans are quietly getting close to passing a health care bill in total secrecy. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Trump has had to contend with near constant chaos at his administration, from the escalating Russia scandal to his record low approval ratings. But yesterday, at least, was his birthday. And the reason I know that is because he wouldn't stop talking about it.
I've been talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare now for almost 2 years. Don't forget, on June 16th, June 14th is my birthday. We started really on June 14th, Flag Day, my birthday. That was June 14th, my birthday.
Trump talks about his birthday like a 14-year-old girl whose dad has a boat. It's my birthday, and we're gonna party on my dad's boat. Not you, Trisha. It's my birthday. But you know what? We've been hard on Trump here on this show, and I feel bad that we didn't get the chance to celebrate yesterday. So, Mr. President, we got you a cake, and I am just gonna light the candles because, after all, it is your special day. I mean, how bad can things really be when it's your birthday?
Breaking news, the President of the United States is now personally under investigation in the Russia probe. This is according to a stunning new report from the Washington Post tonight. Their headline, Special Counsel Investigating Trump for Possible Obstruction of Justice.
So Trump is now personally the subject of the special counsel investigation, which is looking into whether he committed obstruction of justice by, among other things, firing former FBI Director James Comey. Now, there are a couple reasons this story is amazing. First of all, just days ago, after Comey's testimony, Trump and his lawyer, Mark Cassowitz, crowed that he had been proven right. Cassowitz said the president was not under investigation as part of any probe into Russian interference, and Trump tweeted, "Total and complete vindication. Trump is the king of spiking the ball at the six-yard line." His timing is amazing. I swear, if he tweeted, "Only fat losers step on rakes," this would be the next thing to happen. Then there's the backstory of how we got here. Remember, Comey told Trump that he was not personally under investigation. Trump wanted Comey to announce that publicly, but Comey refused, so Trump fired him. And now, because he fired Comey, Trump is personally under investigation. It's one of the greatest self-owns in political history. "I want to get rid of this boomerang. Oh, I know. I'll throw it." Mr. President, in the immortal words of DJ Khaled,
"Congratulations. You played yourself."
Now, the timing. The timing of this news is also noteworthy because Trump's allies have been laying the groundwork for the potentially explosive move of firing the special counsel, Robert Mueller. Kellyanne Conway tweeted, "Mueller's team includes big Democrat donors. Some maxed out. None wanted Trump to be POTUS." And Newt Gingrich tweeted, "Republicans are delusional. If they think the special counsel is going to be fair, time to rethink." And in their defense, Conway and Gingrich have always been consistent on FBI investigations and attacking the Justice Department. And I'm just kidding. Their minds have totally changed.
I just think many Americans will say, how many times have my friends and neighbors been under FBI investigation? If the answer is two, your neighbor is Hillary Clinton. People know this isn't normal unless there's a there.
There is something profoundly demeaning and destructive to have the White House systematically undermine an officer of the Department of Justice. And when I watch these paid hacks on television, to be quite honest, I am sickened by how unpatriotically they undermine the Constitution of the United States on behalf of their client.
Now, which one of you has my check for this televised hackery? I need to buy some Pepto because I have sickened myself. But it isn't just Trump's allies who have been floating this idea. Trump himself has apparently thought about firing Mueller and had to be talked down by his staff. According to the New York Times, people close to Trump say he is so volatile, they cannot be sure that he will not change his mind. For Trump, the line between whim and will is always thin. It is often erased in moments of anger when simmering grievance boils over into rash action. So the White House is basically a bar in South Boston 20 minutes before closing time. I'm gonna fire him. Donnie, it's not worth it. You need to cool down, Donnie. And susceptibility to rash action is a terrible quality for a president. Basically, we'd end up in a war with North Korea if Kim Jong-un forgets Trump's birthday. Although, how could anyone forget his birthday?
June 14th is my birthday.
Oh, we know. But this is by far the craziest, most naive part of Trump's thinking. When word that he might fire Mueller first surfaced, Trump chose not to push back on the reports because he thought it would actually help him. The president was pleased by the ambiguity of his position on Mueller and thinks the possibility of being fired will focus the veteran prosecutor on delivering what the president desires most, a blanket public exoneration. You think fear of being fired will intimidate this guy? He's a veteran law enforcement officer, not a trainee at Jamba Juice. Look at him. He looks like something you would carve out of wood to scare millennials off your porch. Now, the Russia scandal can feel all-consuming, but it's important to note that while the investigation moves forward and chews up all the headlines, Republicans in the Senate are quietly making progress on their legislative goals, specifically their attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare. Trump himself has renewed his push for the Republican health care plan this week, holding events in D.C. and Wisconsin and complaining that Democrats won't get behind it.
If we had the greatest bill in the history of the world on health care, we wouldn't get one vote from the Democrats.
If you had the greatest bill in history, no one would believe you because you call everything you do the greatest in history. You're like the boy who cried, "Wolf, this is the greatest bill in the history of the world." Now, aside from that, you've probably heard very little about the Senate bill, and apparently that's by design. Senate Republicans have been writing the bill behind closed doors with no hearings and have no plans to publicly release it. But Senate Republicans have been getting pushback from critics, and one of those critics is apparently the president himself.
Two Senate sources tell NBC News President Trump told Republican senators the House health care bill, which cuts some services, is mean.
The Associated Press is reporting that to senators, the president referred to the House version of the American Health Care Act as, quote, mean, mean, mean.
The president also reportedly calling the House bill, and I quote here, a son of a bitch.
That's right. Trump called the bill a son of a bitch, even though he repeatedly praised the bill and celebrated its passage. Although at times he made it sound like he didn't actually know what was in it.
We are coming up with something that I believe will be a very good bill that's going to be a phenomenal bill. This is a great bill. There's a great plan. And this will be great health care. We're going to have something that's going to be much more understood and much more popular than people can even imagine. The plan gets better and better and better, and it's gotten really, really good. And a lot of people are liking it a lot. This will be a plan where you can choose your doctor. This will be a plan where you can choose your plan. And you know what the plan is? This is the plan. It's a complicated process, but actually it's very simple. It's called good health care.
There is no plan. 23 million people will lose their health care in the next decade, according to Trump Care. I kid you not. Read between the lines, folks. There's a reason why they're not making this bill public. Straight up, let's go from Donald Trump to the NBA Finals. Of course, wasn't the most exciting five-game series in the history of the NBA Finals, no doubt about that. But Golden State, God's team, seemed to they had the run of the court. But, Zach, could they have done it without Kevin Durant?
No, not with all the players they gave up trying to get Kevin Durant.
That's a good point. Good point there. Okay, now let's talk about the NBA per se. We've got the draft rocking and rolling. Who's going to go first? And did the Celtics trade their draft away? I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, there's breaking news that it looks like the 76ers have moved to number one in the draft. They made a trade with the Celtics. The details of the trade aren't quite clear, but it looks like the Sixers are planning on taking Markelle Fultz of Washington.
Okay, so who picks number two?
The Lakers pick number two, unless there's some other type of trade in the next couple of days. But I think they'll stick with their number two pick.
And the Lakers are going to pick da-na-na-na.
Alonzo Ball, most likely, but we'll see.
Come on, no way they're not going to pick Ball. You know his daddy's got a piece of the Laker franchise already.
Yeah, you know what? I've seen all this stuff. All these reports are coming out. Ooh, the Lakers invited Markelle Fultz for a second workout. Magic Johnson loves him. I think it's all gamesmanship, and I think that they've been planning to draft Ball this whole time.
I think without a doubt, of course, he is their L.A. guy. He's the guy they could build a franchise around. He's from down there. He is Mr. L.A., no doubt about that, as far as the world of hoops are concerned. Open phone lines all around the planet. Join us if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or check this out. The Sports Overnight text line. You can text us without going on there. Maybe you had a few drinks. Don't want to sound stupid. But you can text us. That's cool. 415-275-1613. Our Sports Overnight text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Bill Collins to the break on Sports Overnight America.
Irving, little shake and bake. Again, scoop layup off the glass. Irving for three. Klay Thompson, catch and shoot. That's good. Korver finds Kevin Love. Sealed down low. Misses. Tip won't go. Rebound stripped. Green picks it up. Durant back in the game. Drives past Korver. Draws the foul. Shot's good and one.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Tucker.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at but 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Baseball is, after all, a lot of fun. We look over these great new facilities and think of the happiness and thrills that so many millions of people have been provided with over the years. It was just a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, that we were having an old-timers day here, and I was fortunate enough to be announcing it when Whitey Ford was pitching to his old roommate, Mickey Mantle. Watch the excitement the fans get out of this, and you'll see that a moment like this can make the whole project seem so worthwhile.
Hall of Famers, Whitey Ford on the mound, Mickey Mantle at the plate. A 1-1 count. Foul ball down the third baseline. Selkirk coaching at third. How about that? Straight it out, Mick. Down the alley. And a long drive going deep to left field. It is going, going, and
the greatest Yankee of all time, number 7, folks. He said if he had known he was going to live that long, he'd have taken better care of himself. Of course, a guy that had a liver transplant and a kidney transplant. He had all kinds of different issues, of course, brought on by substance abuse. He was a drunk. Mickey Mantle was a drunk. Just, I mean, the greatest. I think he was. You know what? If you want to break it down racially, he was the greatest Caucasian player to ever play the game, Zachary.
He's certainly up there. I don't know if Babe Ruth is completely Caucasian, but he'd be up there too.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think as far as all well-rounded, I mean, Mickey Mantle was a well-rounded right. baseball player. He could play, he could run the bases, play the field. I mean, initially, Babe Ruth was a pitcher. And then, of course, he learned how to hit, and he was hitting all these home runs. So they took him off the pitching mound. But I got to tell you, Mickey Mantle, man, nobody – I remember Mickey Mantle playing way back in the days, and he was sort of like the Willie Mays of the American League. He was just the guy.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's no question that he's one of the top players ever.
Okay, let's just check out some scores from Saturday. Of course, the White Sox are 5-2 winners over the Blue Jays. Cleveland romped over the Twins 9-3. The Giants, the hapless Giants, 25-44 now. Former world champions, 5-1 losers to the Rockies. Interesting. The Diamondbacks were 5-1 winners over the Phillies. Wow, lots of runs here in Baltimore. 15 runs they prevailed over the Cardinals, 15-7. And that's just some of our scores of the day. Zachary, what about the division races? I mean, we're looking like let's talk about the Yankees for a second. Let's talk about the AL East. They're on top, 38-28. They're looking pretty good. Are they going to be there in the? Are they going to be there at the end?
Yeah, they got Aaron Judge, who's a bit of a rookie phenom. He's like 6'8 or something. He doesn't look like a baseball player if you've seen him.
So he's a bit one of those freaky guys? In other words, one of those freaky guys that they eventually get around to and figure out what's going on? Or is he a star in the making?
I think he could definitely be a star in the making. If I'm not mistaken, he's leading the American League in batting average, so that's a good sign. But he also has power.
Yeah, 50 RBIs right now. But, you know, a lot of guys in their first year, their first couple of years in the league, you know, they're doing real hot, and then pitchers get hip to them, and then, you know, they sort of become mediocre.
That's a possibility. I mean, for him, he's kind of competing to get a triple crown, which is impressive right now. So I think that he'll be good for a while, but we'll have to see because this is his rookie year.
The Red Sox are 38-30, just a game back of the Yankees. What's happening in Beantown? Is Beantown, are they dreaming again?
I mean, they're not too far from the Yankees. I think they could still, I think they could definitely catch up, especially since they're in the same division.
The Rays are 36-35. Checking out the AL Central, of course, the Indians on top, 35-31. Of course, the Twins in second place, 34-32. Like 500 ball clubs, basically.
Yeah, that's not the most like talent ridden division there, is it? The Indians are, they were of course in the World Series last year. I don't know, it doesn't look like they're gonna make it this year. Probably the most impressive team in the American League is the Houston Astros.
Okay, our toll-free phone line around the world, folks, is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can join us, our listeners living here in the United States, of course, listening in the United States and around the world as well. Or you can text us, our studio text line, Sports Overnight America, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That is the Sports Overnight America text line. So looking at the Indians, the Twins, the Royals, I don't know. I can't get excited. The AL Central just doesn't excite me now, not at all. Now, the AL West, the Astros, 46-23, pretty good record there, baby.
Yeah, the Astros, they've been one of the up-and-coming teams. I don't think they're up-and-coming anymore. It looks like they're there.
Why are they there this year?
Well, they have very good pitching and good hitting, and that's going to win you a lot of games. I mean, last year they were kind of knocking at the door, and they seem to have figured it out. I remember they went on a winning streak at the end of the year last year. This year they kind of continued where they left off.
Was this a smart move by Major League Baseball to put the Astros and the Rangers and basically, I don't know, in the same division, the AL West, Astros, Rangers, Angels, Mariners, Athletics, poor Athletics. I mean, they're going to stay here in Oakland. They're committed to staying in Oakland, but guess what? They're not a winning team, and we want winners here in Oakland. I mean, Oakland's greedy. They've got the Warriors, of course, and the Warriors are going back to San Francisco, and of course, the Raiders will be gone to Vegas in a couple of years, so it'll just be the A's over there. But if the A's can't turn their crank and start winning some games, man, they're not going to get people there no matter if they stay in Oakland or not.
Yeah, I mean, their competition's going away a little bit, so they might be able to pick it up on that alone. But right now, they're sitting at 30-38, not a great record.
No, and you know what's funny is that they've always been the farm club for the major league. For the major leagues, they have. I mean, how many stars have left the A's and went on to become superstars? Moises, I can keep going, going and on. You know, the bottom line is the A's don't want to spend the money. And somebody in Oakland told me about 2 years ago, the reason is that the family that owns the A's are very rich and they're making money off the TV contract. So it doesn't matter if the A's, what they get as far as attendance is concerned, is sort of like bonus money. What they really make their money off is Major League Baseball and the television contract. So they're getting fat no matter whether they stuff that stadium or not.
Yeah, I don't think that it matters for them, you know. And I know the Lakers, for example, make a lot of money on their TV deals. The Dodgers do too. But those stadiums are still full. So the A's need to find a way to do that because – I know you got good TV contracts, but it doesn't look so great when your whole like stadium is empty. I mean, that's not a great look for TV.
You know, back in the day when the SF Giants were playing at Candlestick Park, I remember one night they announced 1,100, total attendance was 1,095 people, and they counted the policemen, they counted the guards, they counted the ushers, they counted the ticket sellers, they counted the hot dog people, they counted everybody. That's how desperate they were to put numbers in the seats. I kid you not.
That's pretty bad.
Hey, I used to sit out there with I don't know if you remember Jack Clark, but I used to sit out there with Jack Clark's wife. She was from Nicaragua. Jack Clark, number 22, of course, he went off to star with other teams besides the SF Giants. But in these late night games, we go out there at Candlestick Park, and she would be in like this mink coat, and she was a stone cold fox. In other words, if she was like a 13 on a scale of 10, she was just amazing. Jack Clark's wife, of course. Jack Clark blowing a whole lot of money and going bankrupt, that kind of good stuff, number 22. But he was a great player here, no doubt about that, when he played here out here at Candlestick Park. Of course, AT&T Park. Now, here, the home of the SF Giants. Not my favorite ballpark, no doubt about that. Once again, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line for all you drunks out there, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show. I am the Taco Man, Sports Overnight America.
The Indians have runners at first and second. Two down in the eighth inning. Here's catcher Roberto Perez. Swung on and blasted. Deep left field. Away, back, gone. Wow, what a game for Perez. Roberto Perez in his first World Series game. Two home runs, four RBIs, and a mob scene in the third base dugout.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. Looking round without a clue, I find myself alone again, all alone with you. I can see behind your eyes the things that I don't know.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOBoxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The World Boxing Organization celebrates 30 years, folks. Their 30th annual Boxing Congress is going to go down October the 23rd to the 27th. And guess what? We're doing it on the water. That's right. We're leaving Miami, Florida, October 23rd. The WBO convention, I kid you not. All the champs will be there. It'll be a great cruise. We'll have 4 days. We'll come back on Friday, but we're going to Cuba and the Bahamas. And in between, we'll get all the ratings done, all that kind of good stuff, conduct all the good WBO business that we do. Of course, and it's all about clarity when we're talking about the world of professional boxing and sanctioning bodies. It is the WBO. Straight up, the WBO can, you can join me. In fact, I'll be on the cruise. You can join me if you want. Come join me. WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com, and you can arrange to get your tickets there. Now, Zach Attack Young, speaking of the WBO light heavyweight champion Andre Ward in action tonight, still undefeated. Man, that was a fight.
Yeah, that was probably the worst stoppage I've ever seen. What did you think about that?
I'm going to reserve judgment on that. I'm going to leave that with you.
Oh, man. Andre Ward.
Go on.
He did seem to hurt Kovalev with a hook, right? Right hook. He was landing a lot of low blows. He was warned multiple times in the fight, Andre Ward was. He hits Kovalev with a couple low blows. And Kovalev kind of grabs his groin and the referee steps in and waves it off. I mean, a lot of people are saying it was on the belt line, but even then it's like Kovalev never went down and it at least should have been a count if the referee actually thought that those were legal blows.
Okay, now this is referee Tony Weeks, correct?
Yeah, referee Tony Weeks. I don't know. I mean, it seems to be pretty divided from what I've been reading about the reaction to the stoppage. But to me, I thought that that was a bad stoppage, even though Ward may have been able to win that fight. I thought he was winning that round, at least.
You know, the scores were split. One judge, I believe, had Kovalev ahead 68-65. The other two judges had Ward ahead 67-66, I believe. But, you know, how can I put this? Controversy in these two guys. Why can't you? Maybe we just don't need a referee with these two guys. Maybe we should just let them go because they're both dirty fighters. Andre Ward's one of the dirtiest fighters in the game. I love him, everything like that. But Andre knows how to fight professionally, and there's a lot of tricks involved in fighting, dirty tricks involved fighting professionally. And Andre Ward knows them all.
Yeah, I mean, and I definitely thought that he was, you know, he was doing good in this fight. And I thought it was either, it was close to an even fight. I personally thought Kovalev was ahead by probably at that point, he would have still been ahead by a round or around there. You know, it was a close fight, though, and a lot of the rounds were close.
Okay, so now with the controversy landing the second time in a row, and I asked you, what a great fight there. I was trying to build you up there, and Zach, you didn't bite on it, but that's cool. you didn't bite on it. But do they have to dance again?
I highly doubt that they will. You know, I kind of think that Ward will. They'll probably just both move on. I mean, Kovalev could have a big money fight in Russia against Artur Beterbiev. Mm-hmm. Maybe Ward will end up fighting Adonis Stevenson finally. Like Adonis will finally fight like a worthy challenger with that lineal light heavyweight title.
Okay.
So. You know, hopefully that can happen.
Question for you. Does the Andre Ward at 168 pounds beat the Andre Ward at 175?
I think so. I think he was a little crisper there. Although I did think tonight he looked more acclimated to the weight. I'll say that, you know. I thought that his punches looked, they had a little more snap on them tonight.
And that's what it's all about, putting snap on those punches, man. And Andre Ward's been able to do that, of course, undefeated in an amateur career here in Northern California. He never lost a fight. The one fight he lost, I wasn't there for that fight. It was at King's Gym, and the old King's Gym in Oakland, California. And Marsha King went to her grave saying that he was robbed. So if you take that fight away, he's never lost a fight in his life. I mean, the controversial fight over Kovalev the first time, maybe. What I'm trying to say is, essentially, the guy's unbeaten for a lifetime.
Yeah, I mean... You know, he's unbeaten. The last two were a little controversial, but he is no doubt he's a great fighter. So
no doubt
I'm not somebody who's going to take all the credit away from him because he still had to be in those fights for those results to happen.
No doubt about that. The HBO replay will go down, of course, next Saturday on HBO. Let's switch gears. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. USC had to go to Singapore, and they brought Holly home with them. They drew 800,000. They drew $800,000 over there as far as a live gate's concerned. That's a pretty good draw as far as American dollars are concerned in Singapore, Zach.
Yeah, it did. And I mean, hopefully they can sustain that. I know the Singapore crowd was booing a lot, but we did get a nice highlight in the main event.
Okay, now Holly Holm, of course, with that great knockout. She's come back after three losses. Does this put her back in the mix at 135? Because Beth Gray was sort of like a 5-1 underdog. And in the world of mixed martial arts, that might as well have been 500-1 if it's 5-1. Am I correct?
Right. I mean, you know, it was long odds. And I know I told you right after the fight, I think this would be a perfect time for her to hang him up, although I highly doubt that she does.
So, of course, she had the win over Ronda Rousey. Do you think that her and Ronda could rumble again?
I think they could. I think it would be interesting at this point. I still think that Holly Holm would be favored in that fight after how dominant she was in the first fight. But I don't know. I could definitely see them selling that. It would do a pretty big number for the UFC.
Let's be honest. Ronda is done. Stick a fork in her. There's no hype left. There's nothing left there. The balloon has been popped.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. I don't even know how you could make an argument to the contrary of that.
Okay, so Holly Holm back at 135. She tried the waters at 145 against Jermaine Durandamy. I said it, Zach, Jermaine Durandamy. Now, Jermaine Durandamy, is she going to fight the monster Cyborg Santos, yes or no?
Not right away, at least.
I don't want her to fight. Listen, if you knew this girl, Jermaine Durandamy, I mean, if she was a friend of yours or, like, she was your Facebook pal or anything like that, wouldn't you, like, Facebook her and tell her, stay out of the octagon with that monster?
It seems like it.
Yikes! If your daughter can fight, would you put her in with Cyborg?
No, that's a bit too much to ask. And Cyborg is actually scheduled to fight Megan Anderson for the featherweight title at UFC 214.
So they've stripped the Durandamy of the belt, huh?
It appears that way.
Man, that's I don't blame her. I think I would have walked away from the title instead of facing that woman. I saw her in that movie when she was throwing those 250-pound men over the car and those kind of stuff. That was enough for me, okay? And the fact that she sort of does look a little manly, Zach. Let's be honest, the chromosomes might not all be right.
Yeah, there's something suspicious going on.
Speaking of hormones, Amanda Nunes in a battle of hormones against Valentina Shevchenko. This is a rematch, of course. She's a girl that destroyed Ronda Rousey in 40 seconds about 3 or 4 months ago. Now she's coming back. She's a solid fighter, no doubt about that. The 135-pound world champion. But is she a superstar in the making? And are there any superstars in the making in the world of the UFC? Because between you and I, the UFC is sort of like, I need a little Viagra to watch it once in a while, you know, to get up.
Yeah, the UFC, I think the last couple years, you know, they were really rising, and then these last couple years, they haven't put together solid cards. I think they've been spreading themselves thin and trying to make too many cards and not really – they're putting the quantity over quality lately.
Zach, the buyers, the people that just bought this thing from the Fertittas and Dana White and the Dubai government, they own like 13% of the UFC at one point in time. They paid – $4,200 million. That's $4.2 billion. $4.2 billion. That's more than the Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, more than the New York Yankees, more than the Manchester soccer teams over in the over in Europe. I mean, it's the most expensive franchise in the world. Is it worth $4.2 billion?
I don't think so.
They got took. And here's what's up. I remember Dana White said, yeah, you know, I pissed somebody off about 3 or 4 years ago. We just sold it for $1 billion then. So I guess we made ourselves another. I guess me being a jerk made them an extra $3 billion. This and that. And, of course, Dana White owning 10% of that. So if Dana White got 10%, that's a lot of money, man. Why is Dana White even working? Anyway, the bottom line is, I noticed Dana White wasn't at that last card down there in Rio de Janeiro. Looks like they're starting to send the B team out, huh?
It looks like it. They're not sending the A game at this point.
Speaking of the A game, she thinks she's back in the A game. Who am I talking about? Double H, the preacher's daughter.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Mark Goddard has called a stop to this contest at 1 minute. 9 seconds of round number 3, declaring the winner by knockout, Holly, the preacher's daughter, Holm.
just before we interview the winner, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! Holly Holm, wow! It was a slow start, a feeling out process, but you found that head kick opening and you knocked her out. How does it feel to get back on a winning track?
Amazing. You know, there's so many things I want to say, but you know, this fight, I know that she could make look messy, and I know we had heard a lot of boos from the first round, but what I wanted to do is make it look as clean as I could. You know, she can make a messy fight. That was the goal. That was the plan, to bait her into something and make a clean shot. And thank God and my coaches, and I just, oh gosh, there's so many people that have supported me through these three losses, and my team that flies halfway across the world for me, and my coaches at home. We're missing a coach here tonight, so, you know, I just, oh gosh, I send all my love, and I just, my family, everybody, you know, my husband, everybody that's been supporting me through all this time, and I just feel like, you know, I want to do it for them. This fight was for them.
Very good. So what comes next for you now? Do you take some time off? Do you enjoy this win? Or do you get straight back into it and start chasing that gold again?
You know what? I'm going to enjoy this night right now. I'm enjoy the victory tonight. It's been a year and a half since I've been able to do a backflip in here. And I was glad to do it in Singapore. Oh, my gosh, what a beautiful place. I feel at home, even though I'm on the other side of the world. It's been a great place to have a fight. And I just feel so blessed. That's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise. Your main event winner, Holly, the Preacher's Daughter, home!
She got it done, of course, a 5-1 favorite in the world in mixed martial arts. Might as well have been a 500-1 favorite. I kid you not, because you never see odds that long. You just don't see it. Of course, I'll talk about Holly Holm now, back in the winner's circle after three losses. I believe she's now 13-3. And, of course, she's going to be matched with somebody at 135. I don't know if she really wants to match skills with Amanda Nunes. What do you think there?
I don't know. I think that would be an interesting fight. I think you would have to favor Amanda Nunes at this point.
She hits hard. She hits like a man. I'm not taking away from her femininity or anything like that, but she hits hard. She's got that stance where she has that long, the leverage. She punches hard, man. If Dominic Cruz could punch that hard, he'd be knocking all the guys dead in his division.
Yeah, she definitely hits hard. I mean, I think she probably pound for pound, she might be the hardest puncher in women's MMA other than Chris Cyborg. She's probably number two.
No doubt about that. This is your WBO Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, October 23rd, we leave Miami, Florida. Would you like to be with us on that cruise ship? Go to WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. And I'll see you October 23rd in Miami, Florida, as we go to Cuba and the Bahamas for the 30th annual WBO Congress. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.
Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
Heaven help us.
The scores they didn't get to from Saturday's baseball. Of course, the A's, the Oakland A's, were winners at home, 5-2 over the New York Yankees. And guess what? The Dodgers were winners, 10-2 over the Cincinnati Reds. The Dodgers are 43-26. Are the Dodgers really poised to do it this year? I mean, there was all this hype in the preseason, and of course they were talking, the skipper was talking about going to the World Series and then, and I thought he was blowing smoke because he was a rookie manager. Now, was he blowing smoke or not?
No, I think the Dodgers are one of the top teams that have a chance to do it. I mean, baseball is difficult. You know, it's a long season, and once you get to the playoffs, it's pretty short. There's really not a lot of games in the playoffs.
Okay, let's go back to the playoffs just for a second. Was the entire NBA season a much of masturbation, and there was no climax in the NBA Finals? Is that a good way to put it?
Pretty much. I think all the fans have blue balls now.
Oh, open phone lines for hour number two around the planet, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are live, of course, in the studios here at Sports Overnight America. Once again, our toll-free phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can hit us up on the text line. Are you drunk? You acted a fool? Don't want to act stupid on the radio? It's cool. You can text us. 415-275-1613. That's right. We're saving all the drunk people out there tonight. Don't embarrass yourself. Text us and sell. 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Sports Online America. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned for hour number two.
Radio News with Rich Strong.
This neurological condition can be best described as a state of unresponsive wakefulness.
Dr. Daniel Cantor of the University of Cincinnati Medical Center describing the condition
of a 22-year-old man who was imprisoned in North Korea and lapsed into a coma. But the father of the man, released this week, says he doesn't buy the claims about his son's medical state. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Otto Warmbier's father, Fred, saying his family is relieved their son is back home, but they're very angry he's been treated so brutally by the North Koreans for so long. The elder Warmbier confirms North Korea claims Otto caught botulism and was given a pill, which they claim has had him in a comatose state ever since.
Even if you believe their explanation of botulism and a sleeping pill causing the coma, there is no excuse for any civilized nation to have kept his condition secret.
I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
Seven sailors are missing after a U.S. Navy destroyer collided with a merchant ship off the coast of Japan yesterday. More from Lisa Campbell.
Seven crew members of the USS Fitzgerald went missing and three others were injured and taken to a U.S. naval hospital in Yokosuka. The injured include the ship's commanding officer, who's now listed in stable condition. A statement from the Navy says the collision affected the starboard side of the Fitzgerald, both above and below the waterline, causing significant damage and some flooding. The vessel has been towed back to its home port in Japan. No word yet on how the collision occurred. Lisa Campbell.
Seven U.S. soldiers wounded after an attack inside a military compound in northern Afghanistan, but none killed. A NATO spokesman says an attacker fired rocket-propelled grenades at the soldiers before he was shot and killed. All the wounded are being treated at a hospital. And President Trump is off to Camp David for Father's Day weekend. It's the first time in his presidency. This is USA.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for the 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now. ProTrump45.com.
In Southern California, law enforcement officials say almost 200 child predators have been arrested in a multi-state investigation involving internet crimes against kids. L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Julian Menendez.
The arrest and subsequent charges include possession, manufacturing, and distributing of child pornography, child annoying, lewd and lascivious acts with children, various violations of sex registration requirements, and violations of parole conditions.
The sting operation ran 2 months and involved 1,400 investigations and nearly 400 search warrants. But prosecutors in Minnesota say they're disappointed after a not guilty verdict in the police officer accused in the shooting death of Philando Castile, Ramsey County Attorney John Choi.
Today, we're disappointed with the jury's verdict. I can't even imagine what this must feel like for the family of Philando Castile.
Castile's shooting was streamed live on Facebook, sparking widespread protests and racial unrest. And The Boss comes to Broadway.
The New York Post reports The Boss will make his Broadway debut at the Walter Kerr Theater for an 8-week run this fall. A theater source tells the paper Springsteen wants to try something more intimate. The paper also says this is a precursor for a potential Broadway musical based on his recent memoir, Born to Run, though that has not yet been confirmed. Lisa G., New York.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Craig are at it. And Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Ow! Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
Hour number two of Taco Man Radio is on the air.
Live from San Francisco, California, my name is Johnny Taco, Sports Overnight America. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Had too much to drink tonight? Inebriated? That's okay. We've got the text line just for you. That's right. You can text us right here in these studios, 415-275-1613. Once again, I'll say it nice and slow out there. The text line, Sports Overnight America, 415-275-1613. Zach and Tech Young, I got to ask you, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, is it a real fight or a mismatch?
You know, I don't know, Taco Man. I just don't know.
Big fight, of course, August is going to be a mixed martial arts fight. No, it'll be all boxing match. That sort of favors Floyd Mayweather. What do you think about that? Is this a con? Is it P.T. Barnum and a big con going on here? Is this a circus or is it a fight? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America live from San Francisco.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
If you were to leave the theater this evening and I said, I'm giving you a choice, you can get in a car with a driver who's completely drunk, or you can get into a car with someone who's stoned to the tits, which car are you going to get in? Unless you're feeling suicidal, you're going to get in with the stoner, because the stoner's not going to be caught speeding, are they? Because the stoner is taking the time, unlike the drinker, to smell the roses. Or at least think that's what they're smelling.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what Netflix and chilling was all about. I thought that when you were chilling with Netflix, you were just chilling with Netflix. But there's more to it than that. Zach Attack, of course, my resident millennial, told me that. But Netflix is rocking and rolling, folks. They've got a new film out. It's called Counterpunch. It's called about 91, 92 minutes in length. But it's, you know, it talks about boxing in 2017. Three fighters at different stages of their careers, making sacrifices to pursue their dreams of becoming champions. Straight up, this is Counterpunch.
The movie is called Counterpunch. The director is Jay Bolger. He's on the line. Of course, Mr. Bolger, the movie's, talk to me about the movie, first of all.
Thank you for having me. I'm super honored and appreciative.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, Counterpunch, I talked with Peter Quillen. He's one of your stars. Of course, he is an active former champion, only lost one fight in 35 fights. I mean, an outstanding fighter. He had a great story to tell. He says this is sort of like an inside look into the world of boxing. Is that what it is?
It's a real macro journey through all of the different kind of iterations of the best in the business. You know, I follow the captain of the Olympic team. I follow Cam F. Awesome. I followed Christopher Little B-Hop Colbert, who, you know, he could have gone to the Olympics, you know, according to many experts. And, you know, his record was something like 135-2 as an amateur, and he decides to turn pro and sign with Al Haymon. And then I also followed Peter Kitchalka Quillen, who starts the movie with giving up his belt. So, yeah, it's like all these different chapters in the career that I hope when put together form, an entire life in the sport.
So at the L.A. Film Festival, Netflix, I mean, this movie's rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I think, you know, Netflix is translating the movie into 50-some languages. And, you know, I just went and played the movie in Iran. I've been in Iran for the last month. And, you know, I think it translates there, so it'll probably translate in America at least. So I'm really excited, yes. It took me a long time to make it, so I'm good to have it out.
So what brought this to your what brought this to conception? I mean, what fueled your thoughts to make this movie?
You know, I was an amateur boxer myself, and I thought about doing the scripted film, and then this kind of opportunity presented itself with Michael King, who was the he created Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and he, Oprah, and Michael King had this idea to do a boxing film with Netflix, and then I connected with Mandalay Sports Media and Mike Tolan, and we just kind of started talking, and I found it super interesting to document the Al Haymon chapter of boxing, you know, which is now, which has alienated so many people but enriched so many boxers in a level that has previously no one could have ever dreamt, you know, like Floyd Mayweather really obviously has changed the paradigm of what's possible and, you know, maybe in an untenable way too for younger kids. And that's what I wanted to capture was, you know, this real dichotomy and between the boxers and what the fans want, because so many boxing fans want to see something that is completely diametrically opposed to what the boxers want, which is to make a lot of money and to retire with a brain. And fans want to see Mickey Ward versus Gotti every day. And, you know, it's fun to watch, but it's hard to survive as a boxer, if that makes sense. And I think people who like that, those Ward Gottis, are probably better maybe served watching the UFC.
You know, you got a point there, but I was never the Gotti Ward type of guy. I won 4 Golden Gloves, so obviously I wasn't the Gotti Ward type of guy. My face is still in one piece, so I really didn't consider them. I mean, people talk about those being epic fights and this and that. I just consider two guys standing in front of each other and throwing down. That doesn't require a whole lot of skill to me. I prefer skill.
Me too. I love Mayweather. I find myself every day scrolling through my Instagram feed and seeing highlights of Mayweather that I feel like we missed at the time. You know, like I felt like we all were so critical of him. And even I went to the Pacquiao fight. I shot it. It's in the film. And it was really disappointing. But I felt like that was Pacquiao's fault. And, you know, felt like Mayweather does his thing. He's a real balletic master. And he's a completely unique individual inside and outside the ring. And he's not a perfect, you know, maybe he's not the best representative of the sport in some ways. But athletically speaking, I find him incredibly impressive, and I don't regret saying I think he's one of the greatest ever. And
he is undefeated, and he has revolutionized the sport, no doubt about that, as has Al Haymon. And I tried to give Al Haymon all kinds of props when he came on, but you know, Al's a bit of how can I put this? An eccentric. He doesn't do interviews, doesn't pick up phones, he doesn't return emails. And, you know, it's sort of hard to communicate with people, especially when you have to go with one of his lower guys, which really some of those lower guys he's got are not brain surgeons.
The lower guys have very suffered under Al, and I've watched it. You know, Al's done great things for people like Peter Quillen.
Yeah.
He has been such a loyal supporter of people who have sacrificed things such as championships for their fighters. But, you know, the younger kid that I followed, Christopher Little B-Hop Colbert, he has been pro for 2 years now, and he's fought once in a year. And he's a Terrence Crawford-style, ambidextrous, wonderful personality. You watch the film. Hopefully, if there's one thing I hope this film does, it's like maybe Al Haymon will watch the film and give this kid more fights. Because if you're lower on the Al Haymon totem pole, it's very difficult and increasingly more difficult given the, you know, he has less and less of these TV dates than he previously had. And, you know, I mean, the film is about that decision, for instance, that Peter Quillen made. Give up the belts for a lot of money, or, you know, do I take these belts and the aforementioned, you know, glory, quote unquote glory, and seriously, you know? Like, what is the value of being champion of the world today when there are three different belts and everybody knows that the best guy in the other, in the weight division hasn't fought the other guy? I mean, it has alienated fans, and I don't know. There's been a lot of shameful aspects of boxing, but I think it really all comes down to the lack of organization. You know, they should maybe, I don't know.
No federal union.
The federal government, maybe should get involved. I don't know, but it's...
Mr. Bulger. All right, when the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act was originally written back in the mid-1990s, okay, they had a lot of teeth in it. It was an effective bill. The attorney general was allowed to swear out warrants and issue indictments, all kinds of crazy stuff, okay? But Senator John McCain of Nevada took all the teeth, and Harry Reid of Nevada took all the teeth out of that bill, so there's no legislation. Could you believe that in 20 years, almost 20 years of existence, they've never, ever issued any detrimental paperwork against anybody regarding fixed fights or anything like that? I mean, come on, what are they doing? Where, are they asleep down there or what?
And then, and you look at New York, you know, like there's so much tax dollars that they're missing out on, you know. Boxing is, you know, people want to love boxing. People want to see boxing. And, you know, boxing continues to fail them, you know, in the same way government does. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, you know, maybe this Ward versus Kovalev, maybe I documented a chapter that is coming to an end. You know, maybe these last years have been all building up towards this moment where everyone is starting to fight each other. I don't know. I can only hope. But the chapter that I documented was empowering in a lot of ways for the fighters and, you know, alienating in a lot of ways for the fans. And I'm not sure what the perfect answer is, but I'm glad that Floyd Mayweather is no longer carrying the torch. And I look forward to someone else coming in. And that's not to say, like I said, I love his artistry. I just got really tired of hearing him talk.
Well, Mr., you know what? We've got Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin going in September the 16th. So that'll be the most watched fight of the year. So I think boxing is back. And back to Mr. Al Haymon. I give him tons of credit because you know what? He pays the fight. He does pay the fighters. And I love the fact he pays the fighters. The fact that, you know, a lot of guys I've seen 10, 15 years after boxing don't recognize me or really can't talk.
Yes.
Or have got physical or mental issues, or maybe they're broke. I mean, most guys are broke. I mean, what boxing has done for most guys is left them broken.
I don't know. I went, you know, one of the greatest moments of the film was just like going to Sugar Ray Leonard's house, Oscar De La Hoya's house, and seeing boxers who have been able to retain their wealth, you know, because there's like three of them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I really pray that Mayweather doesn't end up broke himself. He seems to gamble a lot. I mean, it's just, you know, none of these guys end up well off, and that's just a true testament to you know, the way that the system spits you out. And you know, I don't know, the fans, look at the Mayweather versus McGregor thing. They all these guys eventually come out of retirement, and it just so rarely ends on a positive note.
It rarely does. The only one that didn't come out of retirement was Rocky Marciano, and he thought about it a few times. Now, the movie is currently airing on Netflix, correct?
It's on Netflix on Friday, the 16th, and I think it's really different. This is really a film through the perspective of someone who's been in the ring and gotten his ass kicked, and fully respects what these guys go through, and I tried my best, you know.
Well, Mr. Bulger, I appreciate you and I respect you for putting this down on video, man. I'm going to see this flick. I can't wait till it comes out. I will remind all my listeners. I thank you so much. I really thank you for allowing us to spend some time with Mr. Krillin too. That was great. So, Mr. Bulger, whether you're Whitey's relative or not, the best of luck to you and continued success, sir. The director of Counterpunch, Jay Bulger, on Sports Byline.
Now on Ring Talk, that airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday and Sunday. The Sunday edition will feature Part 1 and Part 2. That's right. There's the Counterpunch Part 1. Mr. Bulger, you just heard about Part 2, his interview with the former WBO middleweight champion, Peter Quillin. Don't forget, Netflix is hot and happening. And Zach, I had no idea that chilling with Netflix meant making love and watching TV.
Oh yeah, there's usually not a lot of TV watching going on.
I guess not, no doubt about that. But he did allude there that boxing is a bit of a crack whore, didn't he? Sort of allude to that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you know, like you're hooked on it, but you can't get away from it. You're hooked on it. You can't get away from it. Bottom line is, boxing is the purest sport on the planet. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the drunk text line. The drunk text line's happening here at Sports Overnight America. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man live.
I mean, I tell you, the trouble with kids, they play around so young today, very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Blumbach. You know my doctor? Yeah. Well, he told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you know.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
James on the drive. Gets to the rim! Curry 0 for 5 here in the first half. Green back out. Curry fakes. Curry fires. Curry hits the three-pointer.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
Before we take it to the Sports Overnight America phone lines. Zach Attack, UFC former champion Matt Hughes, was injured in a car crash. His truck was hit by a train. Now listen, you've got to be a real stupid idiot to get hit by a train with your truck. Agreed?
Yeah.
No. I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know anybody has ever like gone toe-to-toe with a train and won?
No, but, you know, fighters are pretty fearless.
Yeah, well, how about, man, the NFL's Michael Floyd? Of course, the guy that's had all those drunk driving busts and this kind of stuff, and he's on probation. He's on house arrest right now. He tests positive for alcohol during the house arrest. Oh!
Yeah, that's not going to go too well, is it?
That's not going to go well at all. Let's take it to the Sports Overnight phone lines. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. What's up, big time, Mike?
Yanni, can I say something? You won the bet we made. You know what? You were right. Durant smoked. Guess what happened to me years ago on a railroad track? The rail didn't come down.
Uh-huh.
And a buddy of mine says, Mike, stop. About that time, a train came. It would hit me on my side. He saved my life years ago. Shows you can happen.
So, but did you have a couple of drinks in or something or what?
Well, that's normal there, pal.
Well, that's normal. What I'm trying to say. If you're drinking, usually if you get hit by a train, there's alcohol involved.
Well, anyway, Johnny, you know what? I'm proud of Brent. You know what? You're one of the few guys that took money off of me. And I tell you what, I'm proud of you, Johnny, but I'll ask you something. Mm-hmm. Did Durant fulfill the heir to the throne of the king? Yes, he did.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, Zach Attack, Young, and I are both of the same opinion that the Warriors could not have beaten the Cleveland Cavaliers this year without Kevin Durant. They probably couldn't have made it to the – maybe not even made it to the finals without Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant was the – he was a closer. He was a closer. He closed the deal for them. Last year they came close. This year they walked away with it.
Well, last year was it the – what do you call that team? The Sonics that switched to the Oklahoma Thunder? They had the Warriors down in that series last year. But anyway, Steph Curry, what can you say? I watched the recap because I didn't catch it all. I was working half the time. Anyway, long story short, Steph Curry drove it to the hole the first half and the second half. I mean, that he brought the big game. You drive to the hole, what can you say? And, you know, it's just the way it is. But let me ask you a question. You ready?
Yeah, I'm going. Go on.
What team beat the UCLA dynasty back in the 70s?
Man, I can't even remember back to the Jacksonville.
It was Houston with Alvin Hayes. They won nine college championships in a row. UCLA, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a little trivia because, I was born in, I'm an older fella. I'll soon be 20.
That's when John Wooden was allowing Bill Walton to smoke all the weed he wanted. Remember that? There's people in the dormitories who complaining about Bill Walton smoking weed, and John Wooden told him to shut up. Shut up. Let him smoke his weed.
I remember when Kareem got caught, was it after he played basketball in the airport with a little weed? You remember that?
Yeah, and then there was Gilligan, Bob Denver, formerly of Gilligan's Island. He got that weed Federal Express to him. Remember, the cops were waiting for him when he opened the package.
All right, another trivia question.
Okay.
What team did Kareem play for first year out of college?
Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks. Hey, here's what's up. Let me tell you something, Mike, before I let you go. I was so enamored with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar that when he changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I sat down with my uncle. I said, can you believe it? The Milwaukee Bucks have 2 7-foot black guys. One guy's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and the other guy's Lew Alcindor. And he sat me down, and he goes, son, he goes, remember how Muhammad Ali changed his name from Cassius Clay? I go, yeah. He goes, this man did the same thing. Mike, we thank you for the call. Have a great night. Mike in Virginia. Zach Attack, I got to tell you, man, there's a fight over the fight of the century. I'm talking about the T-Mobile Arena on August 26th. Evidently, Ice Cube's Big 3 Basketball League's got that location booked for a championship game that night. Now, what's going to give, the fight or that basketball game?
Oh, of course they're going to keep the basketball game going. They're not going to cancel that.
Oh, yeah, right, all right. You know that's going to basketball game's toast. That Ice Cube's toast. He's finding another date, right?
Of course. They'll probably move it to probably the day before, I would think. I don't see why that's a Friday, right? I don't see why they wouldn't just move it to that day. If you anything, know, that could boost the business of the basketball game.
I think it would boost the hell out of the basketball game. I mean, this was probably the smartest move ever, is to move that to Friday night, the night before. Everybody's in town the night before. You know, they'll have the weigh-in the day before. Everybody be pumped up about that, of course. But it's going to be a boxing match. And we're talking about, have they decided whether it's going to be 8 or 10-ounce gloves yet? Do you know?
Yeah, it's 10-ounce gloves. I think the fight is...
Oh, 10-ounce gloves. Good Lord. I never fought with 10-ounce gloves. I never
did.
Fight
is it,
they were way too big.
See, the fight is at 154, so 154 and above is 10-ounce.
Oh, they should make a special exception, man. Come on, 10-ounce gloves. We're going to have guys out there fighting for $175 million, folks, and they'll be wearing pillows. They'll be wearing pillows on each hand. That's what it was. A 10-ounce glove, it's how can I put this? Listen, boxing, if boxing wants to get exciting again, they've got to cut down on the size of the gloves. They've got to bring it back down to number. Because you know what happens, Zach? These guys get hit too many times too often. They get hit a million times in a fight instead of getting six or seven times and getting knocked out. They get hit 100 times. Repetitive concussion syndrome.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal. I mean, this could make it definitely a more brutal fight in that regard.
Yeah, I definitely know that about that. I tell you what, let's just let him go mano a mano, fist to fist. Let's just go hand wraps. McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, August 26th, fighting just in hand wraps. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Overnight America show. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. The text line is happening. If you're drunk, you can text us. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, but hey, you already know that.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's a jolly good fellow, with nobody can deny.
Minutes past the hour, you're tuned to the Taco Man Show. I am Johnny Taco, Sports Overnight America. My man, Jerry West, leaving the Golden State Warriors. Of course, he's achieved incredible success as an executive in the world of the National Basketball Association. But now he's going back to the Clippers. He's going down south. He's going to spend some time with the L.A. Clippers, closer to home. Jerry West leaving the Golden State Warriors after winning another championship with them. So the Lakers' greatest guard of all time, I thought, yeah, he was. I mean, there was nobody better than Jerry West as far as playing that one guard. Of course, Magic Johnson, maybe you can rival him to an extent. Got to ask you this, though. I want to mention that John Jones is the former UFC light heavyweight champion. His mother passed away this week from diabetes issues, so we want to wish him condolences. And I also want to bring up the fact that Michael Bennett of the Seattle Seahawks is upset. He's screaming, Zach. He can't believe Colin Kaepernick hasn't been signed, especially by the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I can't believe it. I mean, I would say I can't believe it, but at the same time, I kind of expected that. I mean, you could kind of gauge that a lot of teams didn't want to sign him because of that. And it's really a shame, you know,
because
a
lot of guys, because of his afro? Because the afro that sticks out of the helmet? Is that why they don't want to sign him?
Well, I think that might actually play a role, but more of the point was, you know, people they say that their fans were upset with his national anthem protests. I understand all that, but there are guys who have done way worse things than protest the national anthem who still have jobs.
How about Ray Lewis? But you know, I can go on and on. Yeah, the bottom line is that's not a good thing, no doubt about it. But Colin Kaepernick, of course, has got his issues. He wanted to stand up against police violence, and yet this week a police officer was acquitted after shooting somebody on camera, on television, unarmed guy. I don't want to say any more, but I am a former policeman, folks. You probably don't know that. I'm a former Sam School policeman, a veteran policeman, worked undercover here in the city, plainclothes, a lot of different gigs, task forces and that. But guess what? I never shot at anybody. I shot at people, but never shot anybody. Didn't need to. Guess what? We rumbled back then, and then we didn't shoot first. We fought first. Now, Zach, let's change subjects a little bit more. West, of course, going back to the Clippers. The Ryan Shazer says that the New England Patriots have a problem. He says that the problem is that the team is too dominant. Is that a problem for the NFL?
The team's being too dominant in the NFL?
And no, the fact that the Patriots keep winning. Is this good for the NFL?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, the NFL... You know, the NFL is a little different. It's not like the NBA where you have this whole playoff thing where it's kind of like predetermined. It still feels like anything can happen in the NFL playoffs. And yeah, the Patriots have been successful, but you know, it's not like they're winning the Super Bowl every year or they're playing the same team in the Super Bowl every year.
Okay, so now they're favored to go back to the Super Bowl this year, though, in 2018. Did you know that? I checked out the Las Vegas odds. They're favored to go back.
I'm not surprised by that. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl, so it's not inconceivable that they could go back there. Although I do think that Brady is going to start to age. I mean, he's already shown that the past couple years.
You know, and if I was Tom Brady, I'd be thinking about, you know, taking too many shots. He said he had his bell rung once. If I think Giselle, his wife, Giselle, wow. Anyway, last year she said that he had a concussion, and she talked about that in the press a few months ago, and then he denied it. He said, no, I didn't have a concussion. She didn't know what she was talking about. But, you know, one too many concussions and you're toast, man. I mean, 10 years later, you start like, how do I tie my shoes?
Yeah, and I mean, Tom Brady isn't somebody who's been hit a lot, but he has had concussions, according to her. I mean, I take her word over his agent, who kind of has more of a motive, you know, to say that he didn't.
Interesting. I'm looking at some headlines here. Former USC heavyweight fighter Tim Hague reportedly brain dead after boxing bout. Former USC heavyweight Tim Hague is reportedly brain dead after suffering a knockout in a boxing bout in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada on Friday night. Hague was knocked out by Adam Braidwood. He fell hard, hit his head, bounced off the canvas. After being evaluated backstage, Hague was transported to the hospital where he fell unconscious. The bottom line is anytime anybody's head bounces, man, you got to get them to the doctor right away. You don't even wait around, Zach. It's not even, Zach, it's not even whether or not you want to go. You're going.
Yeah, you got to go to the doctor at that point.
I mean, because I think it was Johnny Montanez. I watched him die in Las Vegas at the Orleans Hotel. His head bounced on the canvas, and he was dead, Zach. Right then, right in front of me, Zach. Dead. D-E-A-D. I mean, like, wow. I was like blown away, and you know the Grim Reaper was in the room. He just took him away. It was just, what can I say? But when that head bounced, I just saw all the life come out of him.
Oh, that's not a good sight.
No, that's not. I saw that fight. Of course, Johnny Montanez died in the Orleans Hotel. Then I saw Rico Velasquez die in 1988 in a boxing match in San Jose, where I pleaded with the referee to stop the fight the round before he was killed. I go, please stop the fight. Please stop the fight. And the referee told me, sit down, son. Let me do your job. I go, you're going to get him killed. 40 seconds later, Zach, David Rico Velasco was dead. Dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. Final. No more.
Oh, man. That's terrible to hear.
Okay. Well, that's just a little bit of boxing. Now, let's go back to some stories I was looking at here. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, my favorite weed smoker. He just is. He doesn't like LeVar Bell. He thinks they're bad for college basketball. He thinks they're bad for basketball in general. And he thinks that basically he's turned the NCAA into a huckster show. Has he?
I mean, maybe you could say that.
I mean, come on. The kid can play. There's no doubt about it. The kid's going to be with the Lakers. There's probably no doubt about that. Unless something like Jerry Buss's daughter was to drop dead and one of the boys took over the team the next couple of days. That's probably going to be the way they go as far as the draft's concerned. And he's going to sell tickets. He's going to make Staples Center jump again. Staples Center's going to jump like he did back in the days of Magic, I think, with this kid. I think he's got the ingredients to be that special ingredient.
I think you might be right about that.
his father's a D.I. you know what, but you know, a lot of fathers are that way. I mean, my father, I wish my father stepped up a little bit more, but at least this guy's stepping up for his kid. And let's be honest, his father probably does deserve a portion of that check he's going to get as far as the bonus is concerned, because his daddy's talked a damn good game.
Definitely.
No doubt about that. Okay, I got to ask you this now. Let's go back to the fight per se, because somebody just sent me a hot text here. What happens if Mayweather just goes out there and schools him? Will this shut up all the controversy as far as MMA and boxing are concerned? Well, Irene sent me this. Irene, you don't get it, Irene. This is not going to be a mixed martial arts fight. This is not going to be a mixed fight. In other words, one guy doing one thing, one guy doing the other. They're both going to box with 10-ounce gloves, which means this is going to be the most boring thing in the history of sports. In fact, if your old man doesn't take Viagra now, you better give him about 1,000 milligrams for that fight, because I think you're going to need 1,000 milligrams of Viagra to get up. Not for the event, Zach, but for the fight. You understand the difference what I'm talking about? You can get up for the event, but I can't get up for the fight.
Yeah, the build-up to that fight is really going to be something to watch.
I mean,
but the fight itself, probably not.
Yeah, why is that, though? I mean, you know, if Colin steps on, let me tell you something. Colin's not going to beat Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match unless he pulls the move I tell him to pull, and that was the move I pulled on Keith Rucker. Keith Rucker was running around on me in the first round, and he's like, he ran for about 15 seconds. I said to myself, if this continues, I'm going to be eating his jab all night. Step on his foot, left hook, right hand, he was down. You got to do it. In other words, once in a while, you got to cheat a little bit. I mean, you saw Andre Ward cheat a little bit tonight. We talked about that. I mean, you do combat sports, you push the envelope and the rules as far as you can.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. It's still amazing. I mean, I've been watching some replays of that stoppage, and you got to track that down when you can. It was pretty incredible that they stopped the fight at that point. But Ward did use what he could to win that fight.
Andre Ward is an amazing athlete, no doubt about this. Speaking of amazing athletes, my friends in the Philippines here, somebody shot me an email a little bit earlier and says, why don't you ever mention Manny Pacquiao again? Well, Manny Pacquiao is a WBO welterweight title owner. He's taking on a guy named Jeff Horn on Saturday, July 1st. It looks like that's going to be in Australia. They probably sell about 70,000 seats down there. Easy for that one, huh?
Yeah. It's a lot. They sold pretty well.
Okay, so can Horn fight?
Horn isn't – I really think that he's a decent fighter. I don't know if he's world level. That's what I could say. To me, he seems to be like a domestic Australian-level fighter.
Interesting. Interesting. No doubt about that. We're talking sports here on Sports Overnight America. We have open phone lines. You can join us, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Major League Baseball gets rocking and rolling tomorrow morning. The White Sox and the Blue Jays, the Rays and the Tigers, the Dodgers and the Reds. Those are some of the early games. The probable pitchers are Shields is probably going to pitch for the White Sox. Happ is probably going to pitch for Toronto. I'm looking at some of these. Clayton Kershaw is going to pitch for the Dodgers tomorrow. And I wanted to bring that up because he's 8-2, a 2.20 ERA. Okay? He is just the man. I mean, I'm glad we've got some time here to talk about King Clayton. King Clayton. Can I call him that? Is that cool?
I think that's fine. That's acceptable.
Okay, I mean, you know, I know you're the president of his fan club. That's why I got to ask you, can I call him King? All right, so the King's on the he's taking on the Reds tomorrow. Now he's going to move his record to 9-2. Most dominant pitcher in baseball right now.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Tim Kirchen is a pretty well-known baseball analyst, and he said that Clayton Kershaw's first 10 years have been as good as any that we've seen in the last 100 years.
Wow, better than – there were guys like legendary guys like Koufax. He had, like, some crummy years. But I'm telling you, the guy I think that people underrate, and Pete Rose has said it time and time again, that the greatest pitcher of all time was Juan Marichal.
Yes, he's definitely up there.
The Dominican Dandy. He used to kick his foot up so high that you never saw where the ball was when he was releasing the ball, and it would blow guys' minds, and it was crazy, man. But number 27, of course, in the Baseball Hall of Fame, he definitely deserves to be there. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Raiders are headed to Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is building a $2 billion stadium for him. You know, some of the Oakland fans were griping this week, of course, at the Warriors parade, the fact that the Raiders are leaving town. But, Zach, that's really a no-brainer, a $2 billion stadium versus that piece of spit, the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on, Zach. I mean, that place is like it's like a ghetto. And I don't mean the area around it. I mean the stadium. The stadium's like a ghetto stadium. It was built in 1968.
Yeah, it's an old stadium. It's not in the best of shape.
Not even the hot dogs are good there.
Oh, man. Have you ever had a Dodger dog? Those are good.
They're rumored, you know, the Giant dog used to be pretty good over the years, too. But I remember when I was an SF cop, we used to get free hot dogs, and I used to give them to all the kids. I would get this big, big container of hot dogs and take them down to the $2 seats out there in the cheap seats and give all the kids hot dogs. That was sort of cool. Man. Days as an SF cop. Never experienced a horrible day as a San Francisco policeman, Zach, in 8 years. I never did. I mean, I met some horrible people, met some horrible cops that I work with, but all in all, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, no doubt about that. Now, we're talking about the UFC future. The heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic, of course, knocking out Junior Dos Santos a fortnight ago. What are they going to do with that guy since he's running through the entire heavyweight division and there's really not a whole lot of excitement along with him? What does he need? He needs a special opponent. Is there an opponent out there for Stip?
Well, he's trying to fight Anthony Joshua in a boxing match. I don't know how well that would go for him, but that he's attempting to do something.
Okay, so he's going to get his ass whipped by Anthony Joshua then.
Well, we don't know if that fight's going to get made. He was trying to get the fight.
Okay, let's talk heavyweights just for a second real quick. Joshua, who else? Joshua and Deontay Wilder, those are the only really two guys at heavyweight right now?
Luis Ortiz as well. You got to throw him in there.
That's right. Man, King Kong, Luis Ortiz, 28-0. You are tuned to the Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. One short segment to go. Live, Sports Overnight America coming to you. from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable. I'll do it.
Forever and ever, yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you through.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Let me tell you something. You black people come in here and put way too much cheese on my nachos, and then you go home and put it on your burger.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Taco Man Radio is on the air live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Zach Attack, the most diverse sport in the world right now is the NFL locker room. You think so? I mean, I looked at the diversity of the NFL, the Major League Baseball, the NBA, this, that. I think the NFL's got everything covered. Race, religion, class, upbringing, politics. It's all spread out.
You think so? It's probably up there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Okay, Zach Attack, big week for you, no doubt about that. Now the basketball is over with. What are you doing? You going to watch Clayton tomorrow?
Probably. I mean, it should be interesting. It's a good team he's facing.
You dropping a couple of dimes on him?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Zach Attack, you're cheap. I can't believe you won't bet your guy. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. That was Zach Attack Young. We thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, 10 p.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday night. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time right here at Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. And that Counterpunch movie, I'm talking about the one on Netflix. It's rocking. It's rolling. It's rolling on Netflix right now. We're going to have part one and part two at 11 a.m. Pacific time Sunday. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on Ring Talk. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man.